your stories and have some fun with it. But it really, as a whole, I think a lot of people show up on game day to watch players play, you know, and that's what this game is going to be about, and it'll be a lot of fun to be a part of it.
But I'm just so happy for our team, you know, for us to struggle early and then somehow find a way to get to 6 wins and being able to go to the Texas Bowl is really exciting, not only for our players but also for our fans.
All right, welcome into the zone. It's all set. We got bowl games galore. And they will be starting here in the next week or so. I think the first game is the 20th. In fact, I'm sure of it. We welcome you. It'll be Arkansas, Texas, an old rivalry renewed, at least for Arkansas fans. It's coming up on December the 29th. It's an 8 o'clock start, as is the GoDaddy Bowl, as ASU will take on Toledo on January 4th.
Let the trash talking begin, my friend, against Texas.
Horns down! Horns down!
One of the first tweets I saw was from our buddy, Chief.
What's up, Chief?
Sterna said, and you got to see his tweet.
I saw it. Hashtag that. He did the multiple hashtag thing. You know that annoys me.
Well, because people, you can actually go and search hashtags. That's why people do it. And then it's like all part of a little group. But he goes, beat Texas in 2000. Chief. He's an advocate representative. Chief.
From the Houston area. Chief.
Yeah. And his birthday is December 29th, Chief.
Oh, buddy. What a great way to celebrate.
It's all coming up aces for old Stern.
Oh, I hope he does.
Hashtag Stern Talk.
Oh, hashtag.
Hashtag.
Texas boy. Hashtag Texas Arkansas.
So anyway, that'll be fun. And, you know, it'll be good. I obviously.
I don't really search.
It's a great matchup for us.
I think it's a good matchup. It'll be fun. I think it'll be a relatively low-scoring game. Excellent defenses on both sides. And
you got to think that this our two running backs are going to have a field day, wouldn't you?
Absolutely not.
You don't think?
No. I don't think they'll go nuts. Texas' defense is pretty good. Their offense is not very sexy.
I thought their run defense is about as good as probably...
Don't say Texas Tech. No, I haven't researched it yet, but I think they've kind of... They sort of hang their head on defense. We'll see. I don't know much about them, to be honest.
Well, they need to hang their head on something. I guess
I know they have the same record as Arkansas, and they played a lesser schedule, so I feel pretty good about that, although not a significantly lesser schedule.
So you torn. I mean, everyone torn. Charlie Strong, Arkansas guy. Come on.
Well, look, if there's a scenario that makes it easy to root against Charlie Strong, it's this one. I mean, if my alma mater's playing Texas, I'm easily rooting for my alma mater, and if Arkansas plays Texas, Charlie Strong or not, I'm rooting for Arkansas. It's not really a hard bet.
I think Charlie wouldn't understand.
I don't know what the line is. Have you seen a Vegas number on this game yet?
No, sir.
I do think Arkansas wins the game. I hope it's competitive, and I think it will be. So maybe I'm wrong.
Everything that goes into it, though, with the practices this month that you get, and the excitement as a fan base, even Texas playing with Arkansas, and being able to play again in the state of Texas... Everything,
yeah, you think
just playing the game is great.
It's probably good for recruiting.
No question.
I'm going to guess that Coach Bielema was pushing for that more so than pushing for Northern Louisiana, even though there are plenty of recruits in that area as well. But I would have liked to have gone to Shreveport. I've told you that before. Houston doesn't hold a lot of appeal to me, but I don't have any history there. If I was Clint, I'd be thrilled about it.
Selfishly, yeah, we'd love Shreveport.
Yeah.
I love H-Town, too. I got no problems with it.
I've never really had a good, a proper tour guide, so... While I have had plenty of experiences in Dallas to know that I couldn't possibly care less about ever going back there, I don't know enough about Houston to have a good opinion of it.
Oh, Houston's pretty good now.
Northern Houston's great. I have spent some time in the Woodlands. It's fantastic on that side, up north. I haven't spent much time
in
the central.
I've been south. It's where Baytown is, and we hung out a little bit.
Well, the central part of town,
big city.
Central part of town is going to be where we're going to be hanging out, so we'll see. That's just one of the many SEC games that are going on, of course. The other matchups for the SEC, in case you're interested, Alabama and Ohio State are going to be in the Sugar Bowl. It's one of the semifinal games on January 1. That is a late game. That's the 8:30 start, the early 7:30 start. Excuse me. This is all Eastern, so I have to transfer it over. The other game, of course, is the Rose Bowl, which is a semifinal game. Oregon and Florida State. We're going to talk more about the playoff in a minute. That game is going to be at 4 o'clock. And then the championship game, of course, is a 7:30 start on January 12th at Jerry's House in Arlington. Other games of note involving SEC teams. Florida is going to Birmingham against East Carolina. That is January 3rd at noon. Tennessee-Iowa Taxpayer Bowl, formerly known as the Gator Bowl, on January 2. That's a 2:20 start, kind of an odd kick time, but so be it. Auburn is at 11 o'clock on the January 1st. That'll be the first game you tune in for. Auburn taking on Wisconsin. That's a pretty intriguing matchup. Missouri-Minnesota at 11:30 in the Citrus Bowl, now called the Citrus Bowl again. Good. Used to be the Capital One Bowl. Capital One's moved its affiliation. Mississippi State and Georgia Tech, another compelling game, I think. A couple of highly ranked teams, 7 o'clock, primetime, Orange Bowl, Miami, Florida, December 31st, rather. That's a New Year's Eve late game. Probably the last thing I see before I head out on the town for New Year's Eve. You know, our buddy Barrett Baber's playing in town New Year's Eve with Boom Kinetic over at Rev Room. No, you won't be. You'll be in Boston.
Good
Ole Miss and TCU. Another interesting matchup. I think TCU got a tough shake. I think most people do. 11:30 in the New Year's Eve Peach Bowl. They're taking on Ole Miss, so whatever. Louisville and Georgia in the Belk Bowl. That's in North Carolina. That's December 30th, 5:45.
Right, help me out with this. Belk. Belk is a women's fashion...
No, it's a department store.
Department
not just women,
store.
Just anybody.
So you can get anything.
Yeah, it's like Dillard's.
Belt, shoes.
Yeah, shoes, belts, whatever you want. Hats, shirts, pants, undies, whatever you're in the mood for.
What do you think the gift bag is going to look like for the Belk Bowl?
Pretty awesome, I bet. I always call it the Belt Bowl.
Yeah, the belt. I would go there and get belts. I think I've actually gotten a belt there.
There you go. LSU and a women's belt? You thought it was a women's store a minute ago. Did you buy a women's belt there? Is that where you get your pantyhose?
Maybe that's just my personal business.
Here's one you'd be very excited about. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you headed over for it. Notre Dame LSU in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, that's a game I would
that's
love to have been
game.
A part of.
That's great.
How much
great
fun
matchup.
Would it have been to have
great
Arkansas
matchup.
Playing Notre Dame?
Oh, are you kidding me?
You would have definitely come back for that, yes?
I would have probably...
He probably would have left here on Christmas Day and headed over there and just waited.
I'd have been torn.
Buddy, Music City Bowl, 2 o'clock start on December 30th, Notre Dame LSU. That would have been perfect game for Arkansas. I would have loved that game. Anyway, as it is, Arkansas will play the day before. A&M and West Virginia also on the 29th in the Liberty Bowl, 1 o'clock. It was widely reported by some of our staff members that Arkansas was either going to Shreveport or Memphis. Not the case. A&M will be headed there as a 7-5 team taking on a very difficult challenge in West Virginia. This may be a 94-87 game. Should be fun. South Carolina and Miami of Florida, another game I would love to have seen. Arkansas replacing either LSU in the Music City or South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, taking on a couple of prestigious programs, Notre Dame and Miami, both on hard times currently, but it would have been a lot of fun to play either one of them, and I think Arkansas would have had a fair shot to beat them. No Arkansas or no SEC games on the second page of my list here, so none of these games are that relevant to me. For the 18th year in a row, Lafayette goes back to the New Orleans Bowl. I think they've been there every year that ASU's been in the GoDaddy, which has been just about every year. So,
to me, that stinks. That stinks because when I think of a bowl game, I think of a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think of your fan base has the chance to experience a new, or at least if it's not new, a place where you haven't been for a while and you have a matchup like a Notre Dame LSU, a cross conference matchup
sure.
that you've thought would be cool to see. So, that would stink. Have to go back to the same city over and over, wouldn't it?
It beats not going to a game at all, which was a possibility. How do you feel if you're Texas State today and you qualify?
I mean, you can always put that on your schedule, though.
Texas State, how PO'd would you be? You have the same record as ASU. You beat them handily head-to-head, and you stay home and they go to a bowl game?
Yeah, that's not good.
Apparently, they made quite an impression on the folks in Mobile. They want them back, baby.
And Mobile's a fun town. I had a great time there last year. I went there last year.
And I think they won 7 games... and had the same conference record as South Alabama, and South Alabama's going to the Camellia Bowl, not Texas State. South Alabama's 6-6. I think Texas State's 7-5. And instead of Texas State, South Al gets the bid to take on Bowling Green in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, from a proximity standpoint, if you're the bowl, you're like, Mo, we'd much rather have South Al.
Sure.
Please send us the Jags instead of the Bobcats. That would be fantastic. I appreciate you. A couple good
Although, when we went to Mobile last year, if you remember, Arkansas State had... great fan support.
No question.
That went there. Ball State, terrible. And they were handing tickets out.
Buddy,
if you remember how many people were there, it was so cold, they didn't have
Toledo.
A jacket on.
Toledo's going to have nobody there, too. So it is what it is.
No, exactly. That's why. It's just bizarre.
Little heads up for those of you who are going. I can't remember. Do you remember the name of the breakfast place we ate at before the game?
Mobile?
Yes. Remember we sat outside and had that breakfast? It was really good. Remember, we walked across the street and actually sat down at the table across the street from the restaurant. It was really good, right on the
I
main
actually
drive.
Do, yes.
Here's
that
the deal.
That was great. That was, and we saw the wolf
yes.
going to church.
Yes, there's a church right there. We heard the church bells while we were eating breakfast. It was great.
That was cool.
Okay.
Actually, that was a good experience.
Now I remember. It's all coming back to you. So
that was a good experience.
Let me just give you a heads up. Look for that place. It's on the main. There's only one street you need to know in Mobile. It's where everything is.
Wenzel's is there.
Yes, I was going to tell them that next. But everything's right there on that one strip. All the bars, all the restaurants are right there. I can't remember the name. It was a guy's name. Like it was like Patty's or remember the guy? And he said, "Oh, are you Patty? Are you Pat?" And it was Pat's, I think. I said, "Are you Pat?"
No.
He said, "No, that was my brother who passed away." Remember? The guy that owned the place named the bar after his brother, and we watched the Alabama. We watched the Alabama Oklahoma game there, and they were telling us a backstory on Derrick Henry, who I then fell in love with.
We actually got a sandwich and some chips there,
and a couple of cold beverages. First night, it was a good place. Then, yes, go to Wenzel's. Mr. Brown will be at the oyster bar serving them up. And there, Pat and I ate a couple of oysters that were the size of chicken cutlets. It was pretty amazing. He's been doing it for 50 years almost. So say hello to Mr.
Huge.
Brown.
They were good. They were
You'll
fun.
Know. He looks like a seasoned vet.
And if you
back
remember, we
bar.
Went back there with President Welch and the rest of the ASU.
Yes, Mr. Allison was there, and he bought a couple rounds, I believe.
Oh, was he really?
Thank you
we
very
much. We saw David Carter there.
Yes, we did.
And we had that's where we had the rest of the president's oysters.
Unfortunately, we watched the Arkansas basketball game yesterday. We will talk about that in mere moments. I know Barry wants to ask you a question. Barry, hang on 1 second. Before we get to that, I do have to mention at least the fact that the Final Four playoff, while many people agree they got it right, and frankly, I don't even have a big issue with it as far as what they did under the parameters they had to work within, I do have an issue with the parameters they have to work within. Here is Jeff Long on the decision regarding Ohio State, TCU, and Baylor. And again, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. I brought this up. Bob Bowlesby was taking a great risk rolling the dice. The risk reward was worth it for him.
You asked the question if he was, in fact, a genius.
Well, he might have been. Had a couple of teams lost, his teams would have been in, and he would have had not one but two in the playoffs.
Oh, you don't believe that?
Yes, of course I do.
You don't think they would have put two?
If Florida State had lost.
Yeah.
Or if Oregon had lost.
Uh-huh.
Or if.
If all three,
or if Ohio State had lost, yes, I think.
I think even if Alabama lost, they'd have put Alabama in.
I don't know about Alabama. Alabama's a unique situation. They're number one. They've been number one.
Yeah,
that's different. But the other three, if one of the other three had lost, I think they potentially put both of them in. It's a risk reward. It's arguable. It's debatable. We'll never know the answer.
Well, now we do know the answer, though. Now, well, now we thought. Now
no, no,
we know.
Now we know by them not declaring one champion, they got left out. In large part because they didn't declare a champion and don't have a championship game. So it's really a twofold issue. I think if they say, TCU, you're the real champ, or Baylor, you're the real champ, it improves their chances of getting in by 50% minimum. Again, we'll never know. Here's Jeff Long's thoughts and comments on what the committee looked at when considering three teams that I think are equally viable and equally deserving of that fourth spot in the playoff.
Yeah, I think with the championship game, Ohio State demonstrated that they were a total team, and they did overcome replacing two quarterbacks, and that's a tremendous statement about the quality of their team. And with a conference championship in the Big Ten, with a win over the Western Division champ, Wisconsin, it was decisive for Ohio State to move into that four spot.
So there you go.
I got no problem at all.
Sterner's taking me to task. Sterner, you're going Tommy Smith on me. Don't get half the story and then tweet something at me. Here's what I said. I said I have not had a proper tour guide in Houston. I have not spent enough time in Houston to get a feel for the city.
It's
I didn't
okay,
say
Bob.
I like
it's
Houston
okay.
better than Shreveport. The Shreveport game works out better for me from a schedule standpoint. The bowl game date is not that great for me for the Houston game, the Texas
Bowl. Now you're really going Tommy Smith, will you just...
No, but I'm
going
to explain to him exactly what I said. I don't know enough about Houston to know. I would assume that Houston has a lot more to offer than Shreveport does. I'm not arguing that. My point is the Shreveport game, I would have liked to have had that matchup better. I would have much rather played Miami just because Arkansas hasn't played them a long time. And you know what? Arkansas owes them two. They could have made one of those up. The Texas game certainly is very appealing for Arkansas fans. I get that. You got the Charlie Strong connection. I mean, there's plenty of upside there. Playing Notre Dame in Nashville would have been a lot of fun, I think.
Bob, I would have been torn, so I'm glad we're not.
So, Sterner, I need to spend a couple days in Houston with you, and you can show me where I need to eat, drink, and be merry.
It's his birthday. He's going to be 10 toes up the entire time.
Well, I'm not going with him on this particular trip. I'm just saying, in general, I need to get a proper tour of Houston. I have not had. I've been in the airport and out, and I've been in the other airport and out. I haven't spent any time in Houston to give it any kind of fair shake. I'm sure it's a great city. I'm not knocking your town, Sterner. Don't get all defensive on me. Yesterday, Arkansas, while the Iowa State game was somewhat forgivable, being on the road in an intimidating environment against a very good team that's ranked, losing on the road in front of no kind of atmosphere against a second-rate Clemson team, especially going down the way that Arkansas did, knowing they needed to rebound properly off of that loss to Iowa State. big, fat, sweaty, stinky jockstrap to Arkansas, especially the way things went down at the end. And, Pat, you got some splendid to do because there were some PO'd fans. I had 17 tweets
and
coming
I saw
in.
You.
17 a minute coming in. They were so mad. I like the fact that there's passion about Razorback basketball again, and they're relevant and good enough for people to care. But you reward a tip of the cap by the folks voting, by moving up in the rankings, by losing two in a row. So disappointing. And I spent all last season defending this program. They're making it hard on me. Help me help you.
Don't worry.
Help right. me
I'll
help
make it guarantee.
You.
Take it easy. Take it easy. I'll make it guarantee. They won't lose again this year, number one.
You're saying Dayton's a lock?
I just think.
I think there's a couple games that are not going
to
be
to
as easy.
Come into my web,
as
said the spider to the fly.
Well, they're much better at home. We know that. But I don't think it's as easy as you think. It's anyway.
Fly into my web. You see what I'm doing? Fly into my web.
Yesterday was a reversion back to the bad basketball I saw 2 years ago. I'm really disappointed.
No, there was a couple of bad plays, and that's what happened.
Pat, they scored 29 points or something in the first half. That's not acceptable.
No, but
team.
In the second half, they got up and did what they were supposed to do, except for two horrendous plays at the end, Barry.
Barry?
Hey, Bear.
Barry couldn't hold in there. All right, fine. Explain it away for me while I tweet Sterner back.
You know what's funny? We got zero calls except for one about the – I thought we'd have more college football playoff calls, but only one about the Hog basketball team. And
– I'm going to go off on Bob Bowlesby in a minute. Maybe we'll get some thoughts on it. But
Bob Bowlesby, an idiot.
Idiot. He went – you know what he did? He went Vandevelde.
That's my jockstrap.
The AD – at La Tech, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. Remember, he was holding out. He got offered a bowl game and said, nah, I'm going to wait for something better. Guess what he got?
Oh, yeah.
Bupkis.
That was funny.
You screwed your team, and now Bowlesby screwed his whole conference by not declaring a champion. He blew it.
That was funny.
He blew it. I appreciate the effort at the risk-reward, but it didn't work out. Jockstrap Bob Bowlesby.
No, yeah, huge jockstrap. Are you kidding me? The risk-reward was you knew. How can you not be tipped off if you're the commissioner of the Big 12? How can you not know in advance? There's got to be somebody on that committee or associated with that committee that's going to tell you what some of the most important factors are going to be. No? I mean, are you just being stubborn? Have a championship game.
Well, they can't.
Are you too good?
No, they can't right
why
now.
Why not? Explain to me why not.
Well, the NCAA says you have to have 12 teams. They don't have 12 teams.
You know what?
Which is ironic because
the NCAA
they have
says
10
a lot
teams,
of
but they're called the Big 12. It's so odd.
No, I know. Here's the thing. You want me to help you out, Bob? Mm-hmm. You want me to help you out?
Sure. Clear it up for me.
Simple math. You got 13 teams? Simple math. You got 13 teams?
Who?
I mean, how many teams does Big 12 have?
That's what I just told you. They have 10 teams.
I mean, they got 10 teams, right?
Right.
Simple math. How about this? Who finished 1-2 in the conference?
Baylor and TCU.
Okay. How about those two teams play against each other?
You can't. You're missing the point. They do not allow you to have a championship game unless you have 12 teams.
Okay, how about this? Hey, NCAA, they change your rule.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, how difficult is this?
No.
This is so stupid.
I don't disagree.
I've never seen anything more stupid than this in my life.
Well, it's not the Big 12. That part's not the Big 12's fault. That's the Big 12's problem.
How many rules do you think are broken on a daily basis, NCAA rules in the Big 12?
Well, not one about the conference championship. That's a little hard to slip under the rug. They're going to notice when you play a championship game.
Okay, fair enough. I do think... Men of reason and women of reason, people of reason can actually say, let's come up with a schedule to where even you don't need conferences. Divisions. Who finishes 1-2, you play it out.
I think
you have a tiebreaker.
I think that's actually dumb, too. No offense. What I think should happen,
they
should do is have divisions, and they should make it. Who said, I mean, it's such an arbitrary thing. Well, if you don't have at least 12, you can't have a championship. Why? Why can't I do it with 10? Why can't I have 5 South and 5 North, or 5 West and 5 East, or 5 Legends and 5 Leaders?
Bro,
whatever it is.
Bro, there's going to be a 1-2.
Why not have 5? Why not have 5 and 5? It makes perfect sense to me. What's wrong with that? 5's plenty to make a division to me.
It's
I don't know
so
why that's
easy.
Not enough.
They thought they were being slick. By not having a conference championship,
yeah,
and it came back and bit them.
Well, they were able to get away with it for a while. Now it has. I mean, and the thing is, let's not forget, too. Remember a few years ago, Oklahoma played in the conference championship game against Kansas State. And what happened? Kansas State obliterated Oklahoma. And what happened
that
after
happens.
That? Oklahoma made it to the championship game anyway. Remember? So they have proof that it doesn't even matter at the end of the day whether or not they play the championship game and lose. They can still get to the title game. And you were making the argument that if Alabama
Bama
lost, I agree, they probably would have.
Probably been as the fourth spot.
Yeah, probably would have. They were begging.
Weird,
I'm telling
man.
You, Florida State had lost to Georgia Tech, as they almost did again. Almost lost another game.
Yeah,
didn't.
I know.
If they had lost, they would have dropped them to like 13th. I'm telling you, they were begging them. They were praying that they would fail so they could drop them all the way down because they have no respect for them,
probably
even
right.
as an undefeated.
You're probably right.
Here's the other thing. I got a couple other things about this. I'll save it for the next segment. I got a couple things about that. They better thank their lucky stars this ain't BCS year because it would have really gotten hairy.
Oh, can you imagine?
What's up, Robbie?
Hey, did I hear y'all say Arkansas moved up to the poll?
They moved up in the poll, and then they promptly lost two straight games to Iowa State and Clemson.
Yeah, I don't think the poll comes out.
They're going to go ahead and move out of the poll after this, I imagine.
Update's not out yet.
They moved up to, 18 is where they were, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I thought the poll might have come out yesterday, and they moved up again after the two losses or something. But
no.
I heard you wrong or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately, right. That's not the case, my buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a good
one. You too. Take a time out, come back, and we'll talk more about this. I got some thoughts. I know Pat does, too. By the way, thanks to my friends at KARK and Fox 16. Jermaine Taylor today entered a not guilty plea in his trial surrounding the shooting of his cousin in a domestic incident at his home. He has a June trial set. Also came out today, according to my sources over at KARK, that he's supposed to fight in March. It came out during the proceedings today. So back in the ring in March, back in the courtroom in June, and hopefully out of a jail cell near you in June as well. So
no Money Mayweather or Money Mayweather?
I think he's going to fight Money Mayweather more than you and I are.
What? So that's a no?
I think not. I mean, he's going to fight somebody, hopefully for a big payday. I would love to see him fight for a unification bout against somebody who's actually in his weight class, not Money Mayweather. But
can we handle another trip? I don't even know. After I got back from Iowa, I don't even know if I can handle a trip to Vegas, even in 6 months.
Don't make me call you the word. You got 3.5 months to buck up, camper. You better come on. I think 3.5 months is plenty.
I just never thought there was so many things to do in Iowa.
Buddy, I told you all along. There's only three things to do, and you did two of them: drink and eat. The other one, unfortunately, you did not meet yourself a nice rotund girl who doubles as a linebacker
slaughter
on the football team.
Slaughter a cow? Is that what you're talking about? Pick some corn.
I was trying to.
Take the husks off of a corn?
I was trying to find somebody that Pat could roll up next to and stay warm at night, and he didn't do it. So he was cold.
I did. Unfortunately, his name was Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joe put you right to sleep. You know that. 1029, take your calls and talk a little more BCS playoff. Hear more from Jeff Long coming up.